This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Imagine for a minute you're a CEO and your product isn't really anything you can touch or hold in your hands or easily put on your smartphone. It's experiential in the truest sense of the word. Users skew older and forget free. Your product's usually not all that cheap to begin with. So what are you supposed to do in an economy like the one we've got right now? Jesse Rosen deals with that problem every single day. He is the CEO of the League of American Orchestras. Jesse, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm wondering if maybe the place to start is with your bio. You're a trombonist. You went to Juilliard, broad experience in orchestras and management. But I was caught by a line that says you have broad experience in performing arts leadership. And I wonder what that means in this country today.
I think what it means is that we're in a moment of great transition. I mean, so many things are changing in our environment, the business environment, the cultural environment. And there was a time where to be a leader meant you maintained. Yeah. You held things together. You kept it going. And now the challenge is not so much about sustaining as it is adapting to all of the big changes going on, technology, demographics, digital media. I mean, all of these things having a big impact on all the performing arts.
I want to ask you about the business model of orchestras today, professional orchestras, mm-hmm. obviously. It used to be the subscription model, right? You bought a block of concerts that you were interested in or that were on Thursday nights or whatever. And those people supported, you know, the people who wanted to see Beethoven supported the people who only wanted to hear, I don't know, Mahler, whatever, the less popular guys. That is no longer the case. So how do you do it? It strikes me sort of like you're sort of like newspapers, you know, the subscription model.
There are definitely some similarities, and what you say is true. The subscription system is really at odds with the way people plan and organize their entertainment experience.
We want it a la carte now.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that's happened is we've seen a move to a different kind of subscription package called a Create Your Own. So you give up having the same seat all the time, but what you get is the flexibility of picking the concerts you want to go to at the times you want to go to them.
You know, there are times when orchestras just can't make it, right? And they basically go broke. The Philadelphia Symphony in 2011 declared bankruptcy.
Right.
It has come out of it, but it came out of it with fewer players, making less money, and I think probably a shorter subscription concert season. That's sort of like any corporate bankruptcy, right? I mean, the employees take a pay cut, pensions are cut, and you can't do as much.
Well, you know, a situation like that is always an unfortunate one, and orchestras are focusing on doing the things so they don't end up in that situation. And I think the ones that are able to have great significance in their communities are able to enjoy a level of resource that really allows them to operate at the level that they need to.
I hear you saying we got to do more with less, which also sounds like a regular corporate CEO thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's aligning your resources and your expenses is kind of a fundamental objective of doing the work, and it is a business.
Does it hurt you to say that it's a business?
No.
Really?
No, not at all. I mean, the only way it's possible, really, to sustain performing artists, I think, and to give them the capacity and space they need to do what they do, you have to have some infrastructure that allows you to attract resource. And so there's certainly a business part of it.
Jesse Rosen is the president and CEO of the League of American Orchestras. Jesse, thanks a lot for coming in.
Take care.